Coach, just tell me about the trip so far for the Seattle Thunderbirds and how you felt about it.
Well, it's been a bit of a grind. I think at times we've played better hockey than maybe the points we've gotten out of it. But you know, we're really looking here. Hey, get a win here. We go home 500 on a long road trip and go from there.
So, what do you take out of a long trip like this? I know the Broncos talked about with their trip being so early in the season, a real good team building, team chemistry exercise. Has it been that way for you guys? And do you think you'll be better for it once you get home?
I think it's worked well in that sense. We had 3 days off in between. We went to a little bit of a resort where guys had to stay in a hotel room, and we let them play some poker, that kind of thing. And a lot of the kids get to see their parents as well. That's fun for them. And then through some injuries, other guys are getting an opportunity to play with ice time, and that's helped them feel more part of the team, and their game's evolved a little bit, and in that sense, we're growing as a hockey team.
I know, just talking off air, there's some games you guys felt like your results could have been better than they were based on how the games were going. Then you get a win in Brandon, so you know, are you able to sort of balance that? You beat, you know, the best team out east so far, but there's been some games that didn't go your way.
Well, you always want to take care of the teams maybe below you, but that being said, maybe you beat the Saskatoon and the Moose Jaw, where you think you play pretty good games, but you come up empty-handed. Maybe you're not quite as prepared for the Brandon, and you know, where we came out, we played a really desperate hockey game and a real good team game there. So maybe you don't get that one otherwise. You know, so the league is tight right now, and the good thing for us is we feel we have a chance to win every hockey game, and it's been that way. And against the top teams or the not so top teams, we feel we have a chance to win every hockey game. We also know that we have to be at our best and everybody going to give ourselves a chance.
So how do you describe this club? What's the identity of the Thunderbirds this season?
Well, I think, you know, from the goaltending to defenseman, we have veteran defensemen, veteran goaltending, and then we go on out to their forwards. We believe we have good skating forwards, a little bit of grit up front. And a team that when we're playing well, we skate pretty good. We manage a puck well, we skate well, and we try to play a high-tempo game.
You got Theodore back, which is a huge boost. He's one of the top defensemen in the league. Just talk about adding him back to your lineup.
Well, he's huge. You don't spend a whole lot of time in your end when he's on the ice. And again, we are young up front, so at times we're having a hard time finishing. You bring a guy like Theodore in there, who was our leading scorer last year. Not only are you not playing as much in your own end, he's able to contribute offensively.
Barzal's out, and that's the guy who everyone has their eye on because he's such a highly ranked prospect. Just talk about the season for him so far, and then what you do to try to replicate that, because you can never replace high-end guys like that when they're out.
Well, you know, he's had a solid start offensively with the puck. He's a gifted player, and you know, his compete level is getting better and better. He's starting to get more comfortable in the play away from the puck. So he was definitely evolving. It's tough timing and tough to see him go down. Again, you don't replicate one player. You can't replicate one player, but I think what we've done a fairly good job up to this point, and what we have to do is we have to have three or four guys step up their game. That now they're getting more minutes. They're, you know, we're not expecting one player to go get the same points that he was going to get, but we can definitely, through that ice time, have three or four guys just tribute a little bit more, and they've done that. You know, the Peterson, the True, Kolzar stepped up his game. Some of these guys have light get more ice time, and Enzer, and they're playing well with it.
Talk about Kozin and his play. He's played a lot of minutes for you, and he's been among the better goaltenders stats-wise in the league.
He's a good goalie. His hockey sense out there is really good. He's very calming. If you get in trouble, he knows when to freeze it. He plays the puck well. He makes big saves for us. Our team is very confident, I should say, in front of him that he's got their back.
Coaches always say 3-3, no excuse. You got to just play your best, play hard. But that said, I mean, you watch them. You watch games where teams are on a 3-3. You're going to be fatigued to some degree. You're not going to have the same energy you would have had on Friday. So how do you approach that as a coach?
Well, it's mental. I really, truly believe it's mental. It's easy to get in the back of your head. You do have travel. You wake up because you sleep all day. But the rest is there. You're still getting the same amount of sleep. I think it's mental. I mean, we just talked about it with the guys. Most guys that want on a given game play 10 to 20 minute stops. Well, you go run through a practice 45 minutes, an hour and a half, and you do that day after day after day, and then you go play your two games. So physical, it's not that much different, really. If anything, for a lot of guys,
it's less.
Right. But it can definitely be mental. So and so much of sports is mental. And so guys just got to make sure there's no excuse and get out there and basically just wake up. You know, just make sure their cobwebs are out of their head and their feet are moving.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Thanks.